Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks, Andy. 7:05 on this Friday morning. It's the ninth day of February 2018, and you're listening to Richmond's Morning News. I'm John Reed. I'm waiting on news about whether Donald Trump has actually signed the bill that should reopen the federal government. At 5:30 this morning, the House of Representatives passed it, so we're just waiting on news that everything is back to normal with spending in D.C. Now, not to be distracted, there is a lot happening at the state capitol here in Richmond, and our WRVA reporter, Matt Demline, who has spent many years covering the Virginia General Assembly, joins us now to give us a recap on some of the pieces of legislation that may have slipped by us. Good morning to you, Matt. How are you?
Good morning, and we're right at crunch time now in the General Assembly because we're reaching what is called crossover, where after that point, the House can only consider Senate bills and the Senate can only consider House bills. And really, they've got a couple of days left before that, so you're going to see a lot of things come forward over the next couple of days.
They have to move on them one way or the other. Let's talk first about this electric grid issue that apparently is pitting the Democrat governor, the new Democrat governor, Governor Northam, against the Democrat Attorney General, Mark Herring. Can you explain that to me real fast?
Well, it's not only that, but you have splits within the Republican Party as well. You have some conservatives like the delegate from Powhatan, Lee Ware, who is a very conservative delegate, who is also against the bill, whereas you also have a lot of prominent Republican leadership who are backing the bill. So it's very interesting. Some very weird splits on this bill. Basically what it would do in quick terms is they're looking to end the rate freeze that went into effect in 2015, and the way they're going about it has raised some questions among some as to whether or not ratepayers are getting the best deal.
And how do we think this plays out in the end?
My guess is, given the amount of support that it has among leadership, you're looking at the Senate Majority Leader, all of the major Republicans in the House who run the energy legislation. My guess is it gets through. And of course, if it gets to the governor's desk, it's going to be signed. But it's not going to be without debate. And what is at issue here is that the rates were frozen in 2015 and Dominion was allowed to keep the rates where they were, whether or not they, you know, whether they should have gone up or whether or not they should have gone down. And this was to comply with what was then going to be the Clean Power Plan. However, that never went into effect. President Trump actually moved away from it. And now they're looking to get rid of the rate freeze. But under this plan, instead of returning some of the excess earnings, the power companies like Dominion would be allowed to use them to invest into the power grid, into their systems, rather than return them to the rate.
Interesting. All right, let's move to another piece of legislation which raised a lot of eyebrows, a move to make in-state tuition available for the children of illegal aliens.
Well, what's interesting is actually this is kind of already the law. Under an opinion from the Attorney General several years ago, he said that in-state tuition could be provided to undocumented in-state students, you know, people who had graduated from Virginia high schools. And so it's kind of already the situation in the state. What these bills would do is put into law, so you're not at the whims of in the interpretation of the rules based on who's attorney general at the time. It's been an interesting debate. I imagine this is going to continue to be a debate until you really get some movement on the national level in terms of immigration, especially dealing with the Dreamers and how they're going to be treated nationally.
Now, Matt, this cannabis oil bill that we talked about earlier in the week, was it surprising to you that this thing moved so quickly through the General Assembly? The bill to make this legal is now on the governor's desk, if I'm reading this correctly.
Well, no, it's not, because this has been in the movement for a while. The last couple of years, we've seen a lot of movement for this, especially with medical marijuana, to try and make it easier for people who believe that there's a medical need to be able to either deal with pain, deal with cancer treatments, things like that. We're still far away from seeing, you know, for example, the marijuana decriminalization bills make their way through. But there has been definite movement over the last couple of years to try and loosen the regulations dealing with medical marijuana.
Now, anybody who drives on 64 and 95, or, you know, even on Broad Street here in Richmond, might be interested in this bill. It's to expand the definition of distracted driving. How much does it expand that?
I believe it was that they were going to make it so that if you were even distracted while talking on a hand, it was going to cover a wider range of bills. I'm not exactly sure where the bill stands at this point. Of course, we've still got a couple of days, and there's going to be a lot of things that are going through. It would allow them to sort of, you know, cover a wide range of distraction.
Mm-hmm. And whether it's a primary offense to pull you over.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And of course, you know, you see a lot of these bills where you're trying to get more primary offenses, allow officers to pull over for more things. Of course, there's been a number of issues as to whether or not that ends up leading to some potential searches, things along that. There's been a lot of civil rights questions with a lot of adding a lot of primary offenses. It'll be interesting to see how that moves forward. You know, we have these.
Well, whenever you let the police pull you over for something, you open up a big can of worms. So they got to be careful about that.
Absolutely, and that's been a fight for decades upon decades.
Yeah. So what's the latest on the Redskins stadium bill? Because there has been an effort for the last couple of years to convince the Redskins to bring their whole operation into Virginia, move the big stadium out of Maryland and get south.
And, of course, this is a big effort of former Governor Terry McAuliffe as well. There was a two bills, actually, and they were both defeated this week in the House. One that would have asked Maryland and D.C. Not to offer tax incentives, taxpayer money, to the Redskins to convince them to come to their locality, or to ours for that matter, for a stadium, and sort of make the Redskins decide on their stadium location based on other factors. That bill was defeated in committee, as well as another one that would have banned any taxpayer money for any stadium. It's not surprising, obviously. You know, there's been a big push among all three localities to have the Redskins set up in their locality. I know D.C. has made a big push. Maryland wants to keep them. You know, they already play at FedEx Field.
Yeah.
And I think nobody is going to unilaterally take all of the tools off the table if they can convince the Redskins to come here.
Yeah, well, it really is a cost-benefit ratio analysis for folks on that one, and different people come up with different calculations. Real quick before we go, what is the situation right now on the felony threshold? I mean, Virginia has one of the lowest thresholds. If you steal something, it becomes a felony a lot faster than in other states, and there's been a big push to raise that pretty significantly, and I understand Republicans and Democrats have cut a deal.
Right, and that deal was announced late yesterday, and it will likely move the felony threshold up from 200 to 500, which is still rather low compared to what we see in a lot of other states. But the threshold for a felony for stealing would be at 500 as compared to 200. What's more interesting about this deal is that you're starting to see some negotiations, some working of the levers between the House leadership, the House Republican leadership, and the governor, and that portends good things going down the line on a number of issues. You know, for example, Medicaid expansion. You've seen some movement where you haven't seen movement over the last 4 years. And it makes you wonder if both with a new speaker and a new governor that you're seeing some things tried and maybe some better negotiations than you saw over the past 4 years.
Really interesting to observe. Of course, it's all about your perspective, whether you want them to get along or not, but we'll see if they can.
Exactly. The thing is, we're seeing movement where we didn't see movement. Whether it's good movement or bad movement is up for interpretation.
You got it.
We are seeing movement.
All right. Matt Demline, our WRVA reporter from the state capitol. We appreciate you joining us here live on Richmond's Morning News. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.